Wait there, Vance.
Sorry, I will be there in a sec. Just need to stick this on him, and then I'll be there. Vance, nose please. Thank you. If you say so. Just one more moment. Could you just have a quick glance that we haven't dropped anything?
Oh, you have got the reins.
Just around my foot. Okay. That's fine.
I'll grab. Deliberate.
Yeah, it was just so he didn't run off.
Okay, good. No,
but apart from that, there isn't anything else.
It was an accident.
No. That's fine.
Now
thank you for. Oh right,
I think
we'll probably live without it.
Right. So,
can I just take your arm to get to the door?
Absolutely, please do.
Thank you very much.
So move over to the right side.
It's been a really nice evening. We'll definitely be back again.
Absolute pleasure. So now, shall I?
If you could open the door for us, that'd be fantastic.
Yep.
Thank you.
Kind left, Vance.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Good night.
Okay.
Have a nice evening. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Find the way, Vance. Yeah, find right, Vance. Find right. And forward.
It's a bit busy. I don't know if I'd want to promenade in this sort of
atmosphere. No. Find left, Vance. Find right, Vance. Sorry? Wait a bit, I think. I wouldn't do it just here. Say it's a pretty unpleasant atmosphere at night.
Yes.
Well done, Vance, he's sorted.
Did he go?
Yeah. I think we just need to cross one more road and then we're fairly close. And then we need to back out and get in. Well, if it doesn't work, let's just give it a go and get as close as we can, maybe.
Right, I've got it back in my ear now.
Okay.
Ready? Yeah.
You with me?
Yeah.
Come on then, Vance, let's go. It's like wading through treacle in this wind.
It is. This Castle Hotel, which is a bit further along from...
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. We've got one more road to cross, Robert.
Yep. Okay.
Black Lions Road, I remember crossing that before.
Yep, no problem. Find the curb, Vance. Oh, and this one's got a crossy thing, hasn't it? Find the box, Vance. Find the box.
It'll be on your side, I think.
Yeah, nope, it's on this side.
Oh. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Oh, no. I just was just guessing.
It's okay.
And got it wrong.
They're usually meant to be on the side where the traffic's coming from.
Oh. Well, only...
Hold on, Tom, make sure you're not far away.
I don't think we'll do any late night promenading even tomorrow.
No. No, I'm thinking the same. Although, I don't know if Sunday nights are different, but it is Saturday night, isn't it?
True. It's a bit scary.
Okay, I think we're off.
Not quite.
I think there's a light above your head which seems to have changed, so I think we can. Oh, no, it's changed back now. You have to press it again. It did not turn. It must be... I think maybe it's stuck.
Okay, next time.
Okay.
Scary.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah. Yep.
Big student population.
That's true, yeah.
Two universities.
Yeah, Brighton and Sussex.
Yeah.
Probably go anyway, there's nothing coming. Should we just go?
No. Something just turned in.
So
there is. That always happens, doesn't it? Just as you say, I've been waiting here for half an hour and nothing's gone.
Yeah.
I'll just press it again just in case.
I've done it.
Right, we're off. We're off.
Okay.
Going. Vance, my hotel. No, not today, Vance. Come on, Vance, you find the way. Where's our hotel?
Right,
yeah. Yeah, I think we are close. Vance, can you find the door? It's alright, I think.
Okay.
Oh, hang on, okay. Vance has gone to a door, but I don't think we want that one. Let's see if we can find a revolting door. Is that the one, Vance?
Are you resident at the Old Ship Hotel?
We are indeed, hooray. Oh, okay. We found the right place then, good.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
It's
a little bit windy.
Just a little.
Thank you.
Right. You happy just to go upstairs?
It's fine.
Okay, Vance, we need to find the lift. Where's the lift, Vance? Can you remember where the lift is? Yeah, I think you're right. Good boy. Sorry, Fee. And then through another door.
They're very helpful here.
That was good, wasn't it?
Yes.
Maybe that's... I think I understand now why they have security.
Yeah.
Now we just need to work out the lift. That's a mirror or something. Buttons. Aha. It's one button. I think I'll just press it.
It's slow, isn't it, remember?
Yeah.
That was cold.
Well, actually, I have to say, I've got four layers on, so I was quite warm, but just being blown to death.
Just give me a little couldn't box hear, couldn't hear. Of truffles.
That's really sweet, isn't it? Yeah.
Probably quite rich.
I would imagine so.
So, we'll maybe have one each tomorrow.
Oh, I think they're for you.
Do you think so?
I think so, Fee.
You might have to have a taste.
Okay.
Or I can have one and then kiss
you. You could do that, that's true.
Yeah, that would work. Is it coming at last?
I think so. Hang on. I think people are getting out.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
No.
You're fine.
Absolutely. Okay, Vance. Oh, sorry. Go on, Vance. In you go. Oh, yeah. okay.
Hmm.
One.
Oh, actually, hang on. This, they are.
Are they?
Slightly. Wait a minute. Oh, no, they're not. They're all...
Okay. One. What do we think the bottom one is?
Do you think the bottom one... It must be lower ground, because the second one...
Well, no, because the other ones are in a line, and that one's off-centre. So the off-centre one could be the alarm or something. So let's... let's try press.
I think this one's two. I'm trying this one.
Okay, yep, yep. The third one up on the straight
top
line.
One on the...
Okay. 1, 2, 3. Because, I would go for the one under it.
No, because the second from bottom was ground.
Was it?
Yeah, I got it to show me.
Oh, right, okay.
Oh, God, this seems higher than two.
It does, doesn't it?
Oh, my God.
Like, we're going through the roof.
Yeah.
It's like Charlie and the Great Glass Elevator.
Although it's an old lift, so I don't know. We could...
How are we actually going to know?
We'll look at one of the doors and see what...
Okay, I'll just keep the lift for a moment if you want to feel a door.
Okay, oops, or a lampshade.
So it goes up further, though. Yeah. Okay. How on earth does this work, then? I have to say, I still like this lift.
Going down.
Despite the fact it's really in, it's probably the most inaccessible lift I've ever been in.
Yeah.
But I really love it.
Yeah.
I love it's wooden, it creaks. It's brilliant.
This might actually be floor three, but anyway.
Okay, we'll find out.
Go and see.
And I'll keep the lift again. Is it right?
Yes.
Excellent. Oh, I'm coming then. Well done, Fee.
We have to go this way, don't we?
Yep. Go through a door.
Yeah, and then right. Hang on.
We go right to the end of the corridor and then right. Got it. Thank you. You do.
But I do.
Yeah, I still can't find my way to breakfast, but you could.
Our door was... Oh, sorry, Vance.
Is that one? Yeah.
This one. Have you got the key?
I have. Would you like to use it? I don't know which way round it goes, I'm afraid, but...
Where's the... What's above the...
It's basically a horizontal slot to put it into. And you basically push it right the way in and then pull it out.
No, it must be the other way. Okay, let's try it upside down.
There are only four ways it can go, so...
And let's try the final way.
Try again. It doesn't click until you put it out, so you have to put it in and then pull it out.
No.
Yes, ah. That's it.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well done, Fee. Thank you.
Drunken Fee's got the key.
Oh dear. Should I take the key off you?
Oh, right. Good. Yeah. Where are you going to keep it?
I'm keeping it with your hand.
There.
Okay, the jacket that I'm wearing,
yeah.
Which is, I'll show you what it feels like,
okay.
In case you need to find it.
Yeah.
Slightly cordy feeling
okay.
Type jacket,
yeah.
And it's in the breast pocket.
The breast.
That's it. I'm still recording, by the way, just so you know.
I just thought it said breast.
And I want to upload that recording because that was quite fun. Robert and Fee trying to work out how to use lifts. Fee winning.
Shall I stop saying breast then?
I think maybe you could, yeah.
What should I say instead?
Thigh?
Thigh, kneecap?
No, drumstick.
Drumstick, okay, I can say drumstick.
Yeah.
Or Glockenspiel?
Glockenspiel. I like that word.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Glockenspiel, and it's German.
It is. Oh, Gordon Bennett, the sofa there.
Bell play.
Yep.
To sort of play a bell, kind of thing.
Is it bell? I thought... Glock. It's Glock and bell.
What do you think it was?
Because I thought a Glockenspiel is wooden.
No, it's not wooden.
Yes, it is.
It's like chime bar finger me's.
No, it's like a xylophone, but wooden.
Yeah, who had... No, xylophones are wooden, you noodle.
No, xylophones are the metal ones.
No. Right, which one of us had percussion lessons for a few years?
Unless I had them in my sleep, then it probably wasn't me.
I think it was me, and I think a xylophone is a wooden one.
Okay.
In fact, I know a xylophone is a wooden
one. You think.
And I played one, and it was called a marimba, and it was a big one.
It's a marimba. Yeah, but that's a marimba, not a xylophone.
No, it's a big xylophone, a giant xylophone. And a glockenspiel is the metal thing.
Okay.
And I've got one, and it even says glockenspiel on the box. So
to you too.
You're going to stop booing then?
Yeah.
Because,
Audio Boo people, I'm going to take a photograph of outside our window by night.
I don't think you'd get
probably going to be black, but you know, it's you never know.
Audio Boo people, Glockenspiel.
Glockenspiel.
Yeah, that's all I've got to say.
It's Glockenspiel if you're Bavarian. And Glockenspiel. It's something else if you speak Hochdeutsch. Right, I'm going anyway. I know nichts.
Ich kenne nichts, is what you should have said.
Ich kenne nichts.
Yeah, that means I know nothing.
I know nothing. Yeah.
I am
from Hamburg, and I know nothing.
Your Italian accent is almost as rubbish as your Scottish, which is like a minus five.
Can I clap your dog?
Glockenspiel. I don't know what that is in Italian.
They probably say Glockenspiel.
You're trying not to laugh.
You sound like a weird animal. Oh, dear. Oh.
Perhaps we should put you in the zoo.
You're hilarious.
Am I?
Yeah.
Am I funny?
Yeah. Audio Boo people, before I switch this off, can I just say we have had the most magnificent evening.
Ah! Sugar!
What have you just done?
I tripped over Vance and nearly fell backwards into the desk.
Is it silly?
Well, yeah.
You blind or something?
Yeah, something like that. That'll be why I've got a white cane.
Yeah.
Since we got here.
Fee, you're drunk.
Oh yeah.
It's not blindness at all, it's drunkness.
I'm blind drunk.
Blind drunk, yeah.
Yeah.
Audio Boo people, just before I sign off from this, there will be another boo, but the just to say we've just been to Terra Terre, which is a most brilliant restaurant in Brighton.
I think it's the best restaurant in the world.
I think it was very good.
It had proper coffee and everything.
Yeah, I have to say, I struggle to fault them. They had one piece of music on the system, which was pretty rubbish. Apart from that, I really struggle to fault them.
And now, Robert faults everything normally, don't you,
and
darling?
So I do,
you?
I do. And we started with a sparkling wine.
We did!
A local one, but I can't remember which vineyard it was from. We then had starters. I had, oh dear me, now I've started this. Polenta and sweet corn sort of cubes, which were sort of fried and with spices, and it was with guacamole and with no tomato. With no tomato, thankfully, and something else. I can't remember what the other thing was.
Guacamole.
So it might have been. Oh,
it's not a mole, and he lives in a hole.
And sweet chili thing. And
what's that bit like?
Gorgeous.
Is that your iPhone?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, that's bright, isn't it? Anyway, I don't mind, I'm not complaining, I was just
okay.
Surprised.
I can put the screen curtain on
no,
if you want.
No, I don't mind, I'm just...
Surprise, that was all.
And Funor.
I had cauliflower bargees for my starter with a coconut.
She barged in with it.
Yeah. The coconutty thingamy and a sort of tamarind curry thingamy.
What was the tamarind thing like?
Nice.
Was it good?
That was what was on the one you tried.
Oh, right.
It's a bit spicy.
It was really nice, yeah. Lovely. Yeah, I liked that.
And a little salad with bits of coconut and stuff like that in it, and rice and things.
And then we moved on, we split our wine choices because Phoebe prefers white and I prefer red, so...
Yes.
I went on to a Rioja, which was absolutely gorgeous, actually. I do. And you went on to,
velvet.
And you went on to one that we're not quite sure what it was called.
Or something. No,
said like a true French woman.
Oh shush! Can't be good at everything.
Yeah, true. And then mains, we both had. Rosties, as we say them in English, although I believe in German it's something like Rösti or Rösti.
It'd be Sht.
Rösti. Rösti. And there's an umlaut on the O.
Yeah, Rösti.
Rösti.
Blimey, you've got something right in German.
Wow.
Bloody hell.
You're so rude.
I know.
So cutting.
I don't believe.
Had Rösti. Fee had a spring Rösti with the most gorgeous asparagus on it.
And courgette and pea sauce and goat's cheese.
You weren't sucking on the pea sauce, were you?
No, but
everything else
was
fine.
Nice, so I ate it anyway. Even though I had some pea sauce on it.
And my one was... I can't remember, to be honest, what my one was with. It was very nice, though.
Spinach
that was
and
it.
Egg.
Yep.
Poached egg.
Yep, yep.
Was
that was true.
Egg good?
Yep, it was good.
And then we had puddings.
Yep, we had puddings.
I had vanilla ice cream.
And I had...
And they put biscotti in it, so it was all almondy and yummy.
And I had a...
And a strawberry.
Polenta cake with lemon curd and raspberries. And I can't remember what they call it. A fromage something. It was not fromage...
Fromage fray.
No, it's not... No, it wasn't fromage fray.
Oh. Fromage something.
Yeah. It was, I suppose, like fromage fray, but it was more fromage-y. But less set. It was basically, it tasted like cheese, but it ran like milk.
Did it?
Yep.
How fast?
Like that.
And it wins the race. It's the fromage.
So that was all wonderful.
And I had the most fantastic coffee in the actual world.
And I had a really nice Earl Grey tea that was genuinely really nice because Earl Grey tea is really different. And I have to say... Starbucks do awful Earl Grey tea, but but this one was amazing, really
you
lovely.
You tasted my coffee too. Didn't
your coffee, nice. it was caramelly.
It was good. It had some cream in it.
And what was the
it was a float coffee.
Creme de la creme of the evening? What did they give you?
They gave me a little box of truffles in a proper posh takeaway bag, because of it being my birthday weekend.
Isn't that lovely?
Isn't that lovely?
And the service was brilliant throughout.
Was and a really lovely lady called Bonnie.
Oh, was that her name? I didn't know her
it
name.
It was, yeah.
My Bonnie lies over the ocean. My Bonnie lies over the sea. My Bonnie lies over the ocean. Oh, bring back my Bonnie to me. Bring back
my Bonnie to me.
To me. Bring back my body to me. To me.
No, let's have a happy other verse.
Fee can still sing when she's drunk.
The winds have blown over the ocean. The winds have blown over the sea. The winds have blown over the ocean. And brought back my... Brought back my Bonnie to me. Brought back my Bonnie to me.
To me.
Brought back
my Bonnie to me.
Oops, that was a bit. That.
Yeah, do you want to do that final note again?
I
think again, Fee. slightly better. Okay, now we've woken up the whole hotel.
It's a bit of a thing from Mozart's Queen of the Night.
Is it? It's very nice.
Not Whitney Houston's Queen of the Night, Queen of the Night. Ooh yeah, ooh yeah, ooh yeah. Although that's actually in the wrong key. It should be Queen of the Night, Queen of the Night. Ooh yeah, ooh yeah, ooh yeah.
And of course, despite being a great expert in all things Whitney Houston, I don't know that one.
I've got the stuff that you want. I've got the thing that you need. Do, do, do,
do. And, what do we think of Brighton on a Saturday night?
It's a bit of a nightmare.
It's horrible, isn't it, really?
Oh yeah, oh yeah. You see why they have security outside the hotel.
We can, yep. Yes. It was pretty unpleasant out there, really.
It's from the Bodyguard,
Robert. Is it?
Song. Yeah.
Oh, right.
And as well as, I'm every woman, it's all in me.
And I Will Always Love You.
Anything you want done, baby. Do it naturally, oh, 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 and I wanna run to you, ooh, I wanna run to you, ooh, won't you hold me in your arms and keep me safe from harm, I wanna run. To you, ooh, but if I come to you, ooh,
Fee, not too loud. Thank you.
And the other one?
I would suggest doing I Will Always Love You, but it's past midnight, and I think perhaps we ought not to.
Yeah, but the other one, right, that people might not know is, don't make me close one more door. I don't want to hurt
yeah, I know that.
Anymore. Stay in my arms if you dare, or must I imagine you there? Don't walk away from me.
And then there's a nice piano-y bit to finish it.
If I don't have you. There you go.
That's very nice of you.
That's like the Bodyguard in 2 minutes.
Barring the most famous song of the whole lot. And on whatever note that was.
Actually, no. Let me do it again.
Hang on, then.
I will always love... Hang on. I will always love you. No, that's... I'm getting...
That's somewhere in the middle.
With the other one, so... No, that's not quite right, but you know. You get the idea.
I did get the idea. That was lovely.
Oh.
I have to say, I did know all of those songs apart from the first one.
The Queen of the Night.
Yeah.
Queen of the Night. That was a bit estuary, wasn't it? Yeah, we're doing a bit of an estuary bow.
Couldn't possibly comment.
Robert has coined the phrase estuary in the past.
Well, I haven't.
My Roberto.
In fairness, I haven't coined the phrase because it exists as a.
All right, but you term. Latched onto it.
And you.
Estuary. That's what you said of me when I was drunk. Estuary. That's what you said of me.
All right, okay. Come on. Let's be a bit considerate of people around us. We'll get thrown out.
I'm sure people have made far more noise than us and not got thrown out.
Don't know what you mean. Right, okay, Audioboo people, I hope you've enjoyed this. I don't know what else I'm going to call this boo. It starts off with an awful lot of wind and it finishes with the bodyguard. Everybody...
Lots of wind from the bodyguard.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, basically. So this is... Au revoir. Auf Wiedersehen.
And plenty of lift. Perhaps it's about a bra. Bye-bye.
From us in Brighton.